going to be a packed day. So I'm just going to turn it all over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
No, thank you. I love that. I love that you say the amazing Lenny Evans, because I feel amazing. And I think I'm amazing. I know I am. And I believe that all of you are too. So breathe in. One, two, three. Amazingness. Hold it and breathe out. I am. You know, one thing yesterday I wanted to say that Larry Fuchs, you know, posted on Facebook and it's just blown up. And please go to his page and check it out and make a comment on it and like it. Yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of Personal Power Podcast from Larry Fuchs. And over 1.7 million downloads to date. And I'm just a phenomenal Herculean accomplishment. Absolutely amazing, beautiful. And I just love it. I love that it's all happening, and it's you know, it's such a blessing, you know. And you know, he does that from the goodness of his heart, and he is diligent about getting on these calls, these daily calls, Susan Sly's daily calls, lots of different beautiful weekly calls, Ron Reed, Jim Rhodes, Jay Bennett, and he's just super, super amazing that way. And so you know, go there and donate, make a donation. Help him with the bandwidth, help him with the technology costs, you know. It's all free for us. If you've ever received anything, even one aha moment that you acted upon, that could be worth so much to you, and it's improved the quality of your life, you know, that's always a really good thing to do, to pay it forward. Always give more use value than cash value, right? And but cash value also is important. That pays the bills, and then the use value is the thanks and thank you and thank you and making it all possible. So, Larry, we love you. We just love you. Well, guys, today, last night we had a meeting in Los Angeles, in Echo Park, Los Angeles, California, and Dave and I did the Product B meeting together. We loved it. It was an historic meeting. We're going to be doing it that way from now on. We're doing a meeting at home tonight, and we're going to start doing some live stream meetings. That will be recorded, that we'll be letting all of you know about. So very exciting times. Now, today is Thursday. We usually have Casey Pluff, the amazing 5-star Golden Circle that has completely come onto the stage and blown past all of us, and we love her. We sent her blessings. We think she's somewhere in Mexico, but we don't know for sure. But she's safe, I'm sure. She has asked one of her amazing best friends, who has now become one of our amazing best friends in the whole world, Katie Newbaum. Katie Newbaum is like, I don't even know where to start, but this woman is just pure light. She's pure brilliance. She has the voice of an angel, but when she sings, she has a singing voice of an angel, but she has a speaking voice of an angel. Her throat chakra is wide open. She's become the most prolific teacher of how to do the new economy, network marketing on LinkedIn. I'm going to ask her to share some of that. But, you know, she came to Follow Your Bliss. We really connected on such a deep level. I'm just, like, so grateful for this connection. We're, like, accountability partners, which is, like, really amazing for me. I feel so blessed. Katie Newbaum, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. Thank
so,
you so
you
much
know,
for that introduction.
I just want you to talk about really whatever you want, because I trust you at that level. Like, you're one of my trainers at Follow Your Bliss. And I've already learned so much from you, Katie, and we speak so highly of you. We're so grateful for you. So what's going on for you today?
Well, Lenny, I am looking out the window of this beautiful, magnificent Westin Hotel in Atlanta. I came here for business and to fly my son out, and there's a huge, gigantic Ferris wheel out the window that I definitely will be taking a ride on later. But as I was working out and I went into meditation and just breathing like I do every morning to get myself in that perfect place for production and to share this gift that we've been given in Isagenics, I was just feeling and thinking how, when I talk about living in my fairy tale world, and this has been our new key word, is making our lives that fairy tale. And how do we do that? And just kind of thinking, how would I tell someone else how to do that? And does that even make sense? So my whole life, when I heard the word fairy tale, I was thinking, well, that's Cinderella and that's Mary Poppins and that's Snow White. And I can't have that. That only happens in the cartoons and at Disney World. And it's make-believe. But is it? Is it make-believe? I think not. I have found a way, and that I know that I am king of my day. I choose this day not only who I will serve, but my own level of happiness and how my state of mind will be today. And what am I going to, what thoughts am I going to feed into my mind? And what am I going to create through my vision? So I wrote down a couple of things on how to create a fairy tale day every single day. And what does that mean? So first of all, I said, well, I have to accept that as truth, that it is a possibility. So is it possible that I can have everything that I want and do everything that I want and connect with the people that I desire to connect with and bring them into my business and be that magnificent trainer and be that awesome leader? So I have to decide that that is my truth, that I believe that. And then design and create that with my imagination. So our imaginations are our most powerful gift and tool that we have been given. And we ultimately can make our day anything that we want. So when I wake up every day, I wake up and I want things. I want to do things. So I could sit around, I could write them down, but I just get in there and I start doing it. And through getting my body into that mode of movement, exercise, and I encourage everybody, if you're not moving your body, you deserve to be moving. And whatever limitations you have, let's just say that you're in a wheelchair and that's just your reality right now. Move your body. But then take that energy that you've created, that vibration in your body, and turn it into thoughts and allow yourself to release and to connect. If you believe in God, source, nature, love, deep breathing, even all by itself can connect you to that higher power that all of us are entitled to. So bring your body to balance and allow yourself to connect with all of those things that you want. And I'm a big journaler. I love to write things down. And from the beginning of time, my daddy had me writing in my journal. At age 6, when I could first spell my first words, I would write things down. So I always have a notebook in my purse. I do have a nice handbag, but it has to be big enough so that I can have my notebooks and my journals in there, because this is important. And I encourage you today, you take away anything, know the power of the human print, writing it out in cursive into existence. Someone said, and I'm not really sure where I learned this from, Lenny, but that when we write in cursive, the universe responds to that. And the only thing I can relate that to, just from not knowing the whole story, is that cursive is moving and flowing. It's circular motion, and the universe is also that way. So creating that movement of pen and paper and mind and writing things out, designing what you want with a purpose. And we also know that the universe responds to everything being clearly defined. What do you want? So writing that out and watch things manifest. And the other most amazing thing that I have embraced, and Casey Plus, who is normally leading this beautiful call on Thursday, she kept asking me, really, you don't have a vision board yet? What's wrong with you? And so she's a big believer of the vision board. And so finally I got some magazines, because at the time I thought it was just about cutting out pictures and putting it on a board. But it's so much more. A vision board is a daily activity. You pray upon it. You think upon it. You look at each and every vision, knowing that it's already happened, that you already have that in existence. You feel it from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, that you are already 5, 6, 7 star, that you're a millionaire with Isagenics. Whatever that is that you desire to be, you see that and you feel that daily. And Carrie MacArthur was telling us at this most recent bliss retreat that she sits in her chair every morning and she gets herself, like I was talking about, she gets herself in that present state through reading the scriptures, reading great books, meditating upon that vision board. And I will promise you and tell you that as you do that each and every day, things just happen and they come. And you think I'm joking, you have to put it to the test. Write the biggest, baddest dream that could possibly come true for you in the next week, next 2 weeks, next month. I like to make them short and I like to make them long. So make your small goals, make your big goals. But as they manifest and they come into your life, just be surprised, yes, that it happened. but just be in such gratitude, because you know and I know that when we are full of love and gratitude, we become unstoppable. Things happen for us. We give, we receive, we give, we receive. You have to let that flow go and go and go and go. As we give gratitude, we open up the doors wide open to receive more. That's the law. That's how it works. And Lenny was talking a little bit about the new economy, so I want to touch on that a bit. Along with living a fairy tale world, in our new economy, people are craving that personal touch, that one-on-one. So as you're creating your synergy and that feeling of love and gratitude, there are people out there every day. They're waiting for you to share that gift with them. So fear not. You turn that fear into love and talk to people and tell your story and watch the windows and the doors open one after another. When you're approaching people in social media, this seems to be my niche right now, and I see a lot of you, you're thriving on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, and that is the place where you want to be, because the new economy is there. It's not the 9-to-5 anymore. You will notice in your world and in the world around you, people are networking. That's how we're building. But I encourage you to be very interested in people and ask them questions about themselves. Look on their profiles, either on Facebook or LinkedIn, and pick up things that you not only relate to, but things that are special about them, and compliment them. Show them, wow, you're really a great person. Your profile is outstanding. I love what I see here. Tell me more about this book that you wrote. Tell me more about this career that you've been working for the last 17 years. Is it fulfilling? Do you love it? What's the most exciting thing about your job? You may even get people telling you about their families and the things that excite them. But something Jim Rhodes taught me that I touched a little bit on last week on my webinar, he taught me one of the most powerful tools that he's using now is he gets that prospect or that client on the phone, and he asks them, would you please think of somebody special, somebody so special to you right now? Who is that person? And you stop and you let them think about it. And don't ask for a name. You let them think about it. And you pause. And then you say, if time and money were no object, and you could give them absolutely anything that you wanted, anything you wanted to grant them, a trip, a gift, a present, anything, what would that be? Think upon it. Hold it in your heart. Hold it in your head. You wait a moment and you say, would you be willing to share that with me? And then you stop. And you let them share. They're going to share with you. What I shared with Jim when he asked me that question is, my mother, she's the most special person to me. I want to give her a new house, one that does not have duct tape on the kitchen floor and a broken window in the living room. That meant something to me. It made me cry. It made me feel. It took me to that place that you want people to be. You want people to feel that you understand them, that you care about them. This is not about a sale. You will make that sale if you make that connection. I promise you that. You will plant that seed. But then you stop again and you say, are you willing to share that with me? They will share. And they may cry, they may not. Does not matter. But you have them that feeling place. And then you ask them the question, what if I can show you how to make that happen? Will you join me on my journey? Can I tell you about this magical vehicle I have found that sets people physically and financially free? And they will say yes. And you show them the way. You line it up. You draw it out. You draw circles. You draw lines. Step one, step two, step three, join me. They will follow you. Because you cared, you opened the door. They want to be a part of what you're a part of because you shined your greatness upon them. Same thing with your teens. You give them that light. You give them that love. They will follow you to the ends of the earth. Don't get caught up. Don't get greedy. Stay in that state of mind of love and affirmations and gratitude. As you are grateful and you pour that greatness and that love into other people, they will follow you to infinity. And they will want to work with you and for you and collaborate and lock arms with you. because you loved them. You cared for them. So my message today, Lenny, is that of love and creation and unstoppable power that we have from within. The light is there. The love is there. Nurture it. Love it. Let it shine. So that is what I'm feeling today, Lenny Evans. Are you there, Lenny?
Yes. Gosh, you're on our speakerphone. But David, Yeah, you were on our speakerphone. Katie, thank you so much. Can you hear me?
I can.
That was absolutely remarkable. And Katie, I mean, you have tapped into something that is so profound. And I don't know if this is the appropriate place, if you feel comfortable offering, you know, your people want to, let's say this, there's a lot of people on the line right now, and they want to tap into your LinkedIn state-of-the-art training that I am so blissed out of my mind about. How would they get information about it, and do you even, like, have room in some of these webinars? Because I know they sell out right when you put them on. So, I mean, because you get into the intricacies and the nuances of what to say and how to connect, and just like you just did, but you really go into it on this LinkedIn training. And, guys, LinkedIn is brilliant. There are millions of people looking to connect. I mean, right? And it's so exciting. So how does somebody tap in more to get more information from you?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, Lenny. And it is. It's a magical place to spend your time and invest your time. And you will find the type of people. Think about LinkedIn as it's the country club. So I look at Facebook as kind of a hangout. We do kids, cats, dogs, and recipes. And over on LinkedIn, you're going to find your corporate executives, your professionals, people that are in the flow and want to connect. So my next webinar is coming up April 15th. It'll be every following Wednesday for three Wednesdays. And we'll have an hour of training. And the way I set up my C3 webinars is connect, communicate, and convert. You're going to learn how to maximize your connections, how to make that great, brilliant profile, how to really have full visibility. We'll get your settings all correct, and I'll give you every one of my scripts in an ebook. So I believe those dates, I don't have them right in front of me, but the 15th is the first, and then the following Wednesday, and then after that. But I'm happy to post a link so that everyone can get enrolled for the April webinar. You'll also get my ebook, and you also have the opportunity to coach one-on-one for 1 hour with myself or a LinkedIn professional that I have also trained to kind of take on the load. I did a lot of one-on-one coaching, and I'm sold out probably till the end of next month, and I will have those available as well, and I do love working one-on-one with clients. But the webinar, I invite you all. I do have a few seats left for April. I encourage you to go ahead and reserve your seat if you do want to be a part of that. But I would love to have you there. And I'll post a link, Lenny, if it's okay with you, on your page and anywhere else you can think of where people can get involved and find out more information. I'm absolutely open to that.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited about that. I'm going to be participating. I love this idea. You know, I love Facebook. I don't totally understand Facebook. I understand that it's a place for social gathering. I feel like it's a great place to make an initial connection on Facebook. Most people have it. But, you know, LinkedIn really excites me because you said it's like the country club or the corporate executive place. And no one's tapped into it like you have. I mean, you are being sought after in the company of our company, Isagenix, by everyone. I mean, the Cepeda's just asked you to do a huge training. I know that you've done things with Jeffrey Combs and it's just beautiful. Katie, you know, it's so fun. Isn't it fun to make our lives, like with this particular vehicle that we have, like our literally live on purpose, constantly, consciously creating anything we want in any area, like you talked about, our fairy tales. Our birthright is living a fairy tale, and we really believe that, don't we?
Yes, we do, Lenny. We believe.
Oh, Katie Newbaum, we're so grateful for you. I know everyone's just freaking out, so excited right now. It's just so beautiful and that you're so willing to teach us what you've tapped into. And you know, the professional, you know, NFL players that you're connecting with, and all the stories and the stories and the stories, but it's who you are. It's who you are, this authentic being of light and love and caring about other people. And it's just so beautiful. Katie, thank you for being on today.
You're so welcome. It was an honor. I appreciate you and everything that you do for me and our team and everyone in Isagenix and every stranger you come upon. You've inspired me so much, and I appreciate you.
Oh, Katie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this call is recorded, and this will be a great call. It's going to be on Personal Power Podcast later tonight or for sure by tomorrow. I think Larry usually does it within 24 hours or so. That's not a promise. That's just what I've noticed. And so you can send this call to people. You can send this call to people, because here's the thing. A lot of people are like, I don't want to talk to my friends. I don't want to talk to my neighbors. I don't want to talk to people I go to church with. Well, guess what? You don't have to. You can, but you don't have to. Why? Because you can connect with Katie and learn how to do this on LinkedIn. You can build an entire team on LinkedIn, just like Casey built an entire team on Facebook. You can do whatever you want. You can be anything. You can do anything. You can have anything. You can succeed. You can succeed. Anyone, anything that's possible for anyone, my friend, is possible for you. You are successful. You do succeed. The power of success is inside you. Bring it out. You're amazing. You're completely amazing. And you can create anything you want. You're creating your own world right now. So breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. Know that you are awesome. No accidents, my friends. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenix. Let's give Katie Newbaum some love, and let's take on our Thursday like we've never done it before. Here we go, guys.
Woo-hoo!
All right, we're live.
Katie!
1, 2, 3.
Hi, Katie!
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.